Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, I want to start today by taking us back to a place that, quite honestly, gave a lot of us PTSD.
Oh, boy.
I'm talking about the GPU market of the last few years. If you were a gamer on a budget, you know, a normal person who just wanted to play games without taking out a second mortgage, you were basically, well, invisible.
It was a dark time. It really felt like if you weren't buying enterprise AI chips or the absolute top tier, you know, flagship cards, the manufacturers just didn't care about you.
Exactly. We were the abandoned demographic. Prices were insane, stock was non-existent, and everything was geared toward that 1%.
Mm-hmm.
But today, today feels different. We are unpacking a source that claims the return of the king is actually happening.
Right.
We're looking at this ultra-mega report from Taken Game, written by a hardware specialist named Majid. It's dated early 2026, and honestly, when I first read the headline, I thought it was fake.
I had the exact same reaction.
Yeah.
I actually had to, like, cross-reference the report with the appendix just to make sure I wasn't misreading the numbers.
But the source treats this as official confirmation. We are talking about the NVIDIA RTX 5060.
The successor to the most popular card on Steam.
But here is the thing that made me stop cold, the price tag.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this number. $299.
Mm-hmm.
And my immediate reaction is this a typo? Like, did they miss a digit? Because in this economy, with inflation and the cost of silicon, $299 sounds...
impossible. It sounds impossible, doesn't it?
It really does.
But according to the report, it is very real.
Mm-hmm.
And that price point, combined with the release date of May 19th, 2026, that's the single biggest takeaway here.
So it's not just a product launch.
No, it's a correction.
Yeah.
The source calls it a victory of rationality.
Victory of rationality. I love that. It implies the market has been completely irrational for years.
Which it has been. Precisely. We've all been conditioned to expect every new generation to be, what, $100 more expensive than the last?
At least.
By dropping this at $299, NVIDIA is basically admitting that they pushed too far. They need the mass market back.
Okay, so our mission today is to figure out strictly how they are pulling this off. We're going to unpack the Blackwell architecture, which, I mean, it sounds like some serious sci-fi tech.
It's pretty advanced.
We need to talk about GDDR7 memory, and we have to discuss DLSS4, which makes some claims about frame generation that honestly sound like magic.
We're cheating, depending on how you look at it.
It's definitely blurring the line. But first, let's dig into the strategy. Why now? Why May 19th?
Right, the timing.
The report mentions this is right before the summer upgrade cycle, which makes sense. Kids are out of school. People have free time. But there was a really specific, really fascinating detail in the source about regional seasonality that I've never seen discussed before.
Oh, the Norius connection.
Yeah. The report explicitly mentions the market recovering from seasonal slumps, specifically referencing post-Norais in Iran. Why would a global tech giant care about a holiday in Iran?
Okay, so this is a masterclass in global supply chain psychology. Novruz is the Persian New Year, right? Mm. It happens in early spring. It's a massive holiday. Everything shuts down. People travel. Spending habits shift completely. The market there goes dead quiet.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then you have the recovery period. The source notes that by launching in mid-May, the cards hit the shelves by early June, which is the month of Khordad in the Persian calendar.
Ma, okay.
This is when economic stability returns, people are back to work, and, you know, wallets are replenished.
So while we in the West are just thinking summer vacation, NVIDIA is looking at a calendar that says global market recovery.
Exactly. It shows they aren't just looking at U.S. holidays. They are timing this to hit when multiple global markets, regions that were previously slumped, are waking up and ready to spend.
And it's a direct strike to maximize volume.
Immediately.
And speaking of direct strikes, the other target here is clearly AMD.
Oh, absolutely. The report mentions AMD's mid-range RDNA 4 cards.
Yeah.
By dropping a $299 card in May, NVIDIA is trying to suck all the oxygen out of the room.
So if you buy a 5060 in May,
you are not looking at an AMD card in July.
Yeah.
It's a preemptive checkmate.
It's aggressive. I like it. But let's move to the hardware itself. The Blackwell architecture. First off, who is Blackwell? Is this just a random cool name?
No, and this is where it gets nerdy, but really interesting. It's named after David Blackwell. He was a brilliant statistician and mathematician, famous for his work in game theory and probability.
Probability.
Well, think about what modern graphics cards do with AI. They are constantly predicting, guessing what the next pixel should look like.
Ah.
Naming the architecture Blackwell is a nod to that. It's not just a calculator anymore. It's a prediction engine.
That is actually really cool context. Now, the chip is built on this custom TSMC 4N lithography. Usually when we talk about new chips, we just say more transistors, more power, hotter chip.
Right, the usual story.
But the source claims this is different. They talk about efficiency per clock cycle.
Right, and this might confuse some people at first because the 5060 actually runs at lower clock speeds than the 4060.
Wait, back up. It's slower. That sounds like a downgrade.
In terms of raw frequency, how many times the clock ticks per second?
Yeah.
Yes, it is slower.
Yeah.
But think of it like a runner.
Okay.
The 4060 was like a sprinter, taking millions of tiny frantic steps. They're moving fast, but they're sweating buckets and burning energy.
I'm with you.
The Blackwell 5060 is like an Olympic athlete taking long, powerful, efficient strides. They're not moving their legs as fast, but they cover way more ground with each step.
So less heat.
Much less heat. And a longer lifespan. The source describes a Blackwell optimizer, a sort of traffic controller inside the chip that makes sure no core is ever sitting idle waiting for work.
And the result of that is?
The result is that even with the slower clock speed, it's 20 to 25% faster in raw performance than the 4060.
That efficiency is great, but let's be real. The thing that made everyone hate the 4060 wasn't the speed.
Oh, no.
It was the memory. 8 gigabytes of VRAM in 2024 was, well, it was insulting.
It was the Achilles heel. You'd have this powerful card, but the game would stutter because it literally ran out of room to store the textures. It was like trying to empty a swimming pool with a thimble.
So did they fix it?
They did.
Yeah.
The 5060 comes with 12 gigs. And not just 12 gigs of the old stuff. It's GDDR7.
Okay, I see GDDR7 and PAM3 signaling in the notes here. To me, that sounds like marketing jargon. What does it actually mean for the person playing the game?
It's a huge deal. So previously, high-end chips used something called PAM4. It was fast, but it was noisy.
Noisy how? Like audio noise?
No, electronic signal noise.
Hmm.
Imagine you and I are in a crowded bar. If I try to talk really, really fast, that's PM4.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of words out, but you might mishear me, so I have to repeat myself. That's error correction. It slows things down.
Got it.
PM3, which is what the 5060 uses, is like finding a quiet corner in that bar. I can speak clearly at a steady pace, and you understand every single word the first time. It's just more efficient. The bandwidth is over 32 gigabits per second.
So the data gets from the memory to the chip faster and without errors.
Exactly. The source claims this 12 gigs of GDDR7 effectively future-proofs the card until the end of 2029. No stuttering, even on ultra textures.
That is a relief. But honestly, as impressive as the hardware is, the report seems to suggest the real revolution is the software.
Oh, yeah.
DLSS4.
This is where we get into the magic territory.
Okay, so we know DLSS upscales images. And DLSS 3 introduced frame generation, where the AI makes up a fake frame to insert between real ones. Mm. But the report says DLSS 4 uses frame interpolation 2.0, and it claims it can generate 3 intelligent frames between every 2 rendered frames.
Yes.
Start for a second. If the game engine renders frame A and frame E, the AI is literally painting B, C, and D entirely from scratch.
That is exactly what's happening.
That sounds sketchy. Doesn't that feel like Lag City? If I'm playing Counter-Strike and I shoot a guy, but the frame I'm looking at is a hallucination that doesn't exist yet, do I miss?
That's the immediate fear, right?
Yeah.
But NVIDIA knows this. That's why the Blackwell chip has a dedicated unit called the Hardware Flow Accelerator.
And its job is?
Its only job is to track object movement pixel by pixel. It aligns the fake frames with your real mouse movements instantly.
So it feels responsive.
According to the report, yes. It allows frame rates to jump from, say, 40 all the way to 120 without that sludgy feeling you used to get.
That's wild. But there's another AI feature here that I think is even crazier. Neural texture reconstruction.
Oh, this is a game changer for anyone with a slow internet connection.
Yeah.
You know how modern games are like 150 gigabytes?
Yeah, Call of Duty basically needs its own hard drive.
A huge chunk of that is high-resolution textures. Neural texture reconstruction changes the logic. The game ships with low-quality, blurry textures, tiny files. But the AI on the card knows what a rock looks like. It knows what bark looks like. So it takes that blurry texture and hallucinates the 4K detail onto it in real time.
So I don't have to download the 100 gigabyte Ultra HD texture pack. The card just figures it out.
Exactly. It effectively turns the 5060 into a 1440p beast without the storage cost. We are decoupling the visual fidelity from the file size.
That is slightly unnerving, but incredibly useful. Let's talk visuals. Ray tracing. It's been the buzzword for 5 years, but it always tanks performance.
Always.
What's different here?
Gen 4RT cores.
Mm-hmm.
The source says light collision calculations are 3 times faster.
Mm-hmm.
But the real star here is something called micromesh opacity.
Sounds fancy. What is it?
Picture a dense forest in a game like Black Myth.
Right.
Wukong. You have millions of leaves.
Right.
Usually the GPU has to calculate how light hits every single one of those leaves individually. It's a math nightmare. It just kills your frame rate. Micromesh opacity is basically a cheat code for foliage. It groups those complex geometries so the light can be calculated in batches rather than individually. It means you can walk through a photorealistic forest without your PC catching fire.
I like the sound of that. Now, look, a lot of our listeners aren't just gamers. We have streamers, video editors, freelancers. Usually the 60 class cards are considered, you know, toy cards for them. You need an 80 or 90 for real work.
That's right. Not anymore. The report is very specific about the workstation capabilities. And I want to highlight one thing specifically for the streamers. AV1 support with dual NDENC Gen 8 encoders.
Break that down. Why does a streamer care about AV1?
Okay, imagine you're trying to pack a suitcase for a trip. The old encoding format, HT264, is like throwing your clothes in loose. The suitcase won't close.
And that's your internet bandwidth choking.
Exactly. AV1 is like using those vacuum seal bags. It folds the data so tightly that you can squeeze a pristine 4K image through a tiny internet pipe. If you have bad upload speeds, which most people do, this is a lifesaver. You can stream high quality without the lag.
And for the video editors, the freelancers trying to make a deadline.
Time is money. The new CUDA cores offer 40% faster export times in Premiere and DaVinci Resolve. If a render used to take an hour, now it takes 35 minutes.
Wow.
That adds up over a week.
That's effectively getting off work early every day. And there is a mention of personal AI, too.
Yeah, the ChatGPT at home. Because it has 12 gigs of VRAM, you can run models like Llama 3 locally. Your data never leaves your PC.
That's a huge privacy win.
It is.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks benchmarks. These are simulations, I know, but what are we looking at?
Cyberpunk 2077 1440p Ultra with DLSS 4, mm-hmm. 90 to 100 frames per second.
100 FPS in Cyberpunk on a $299 card. That used to be the benchmark that humiliated $1,000 cards.
It's the power of that frame generation we talked about. For competitive shooters like Valorant or Counter-Strike, they're seeing 400-plus FPS.
So if you bought a 360-hertz monitor and felt silly because your PC couldn't keep up, now you can actually use it.
Exactly. And the most ambitious claim, Grand Theft Auto the Sixth. They claim the AI upscaling is so good that the image will look clearer on this $299 card than it does running natively on a PS5.
That is fighting words.
It really is.
But, you know, usually this kind of performance comes with a catch, the electric bill.
Not this time. Power draw is between 115 and 130 watts.
115 watts. My light bulbs use more than that.
It means you don't need to upgrade your power supply. If you have an old 500-watt unit, you're fine.
That's the hidden value right there. You aren't buying a new PSU. You aren't rewiring your house.
The source calls this opportunity cost. The money you save on the PSU and the GPU itself.
Mm-hmm.
Put it somewhere else. Buy a faster SSD. Buy more RAM.
Or, honestly, buy a better chair.
Always buy a better chair. Your back will thank you in 10 years.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's summarize. NVIDIA RTX 5060, May 19th, 2026. $299,
mm-hmm.
Blackwell architecture, 12 gigs of GDDR7, and this magic DLSS4.
It's a compelling package. It effectively replaces the 3060 and 4060 Ti in one move.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like NVIDIA is finally extending a hand back to the gamers they left behind.
It definitely seems like the era of new hardware has begun. But before we go, I want to leave everyone with a thought.
Okay.
We talked about how this card works. We talked about it generating 3 frames for every 2 real ones. We talked about it hallucinating textures on rocks and trees.
Right.
If you are playing a game where 60% of the frames are predicted by AI and the textures are being reimagined by a neural network, at what point does the game stop being the thing the developers made and start being a simulation created by your GPU?
That is a profound question. It's like the ship of Theseus.
Yeah.
If you replace all the pixels with AI guesses, is it still the same game?
Exactly.
We are moving toward a future where graphics power matters less than AI imagination.
Uh-huh.
You might be seeing a version of the game that only exists for you in that split second inside your card.
A personalized hallucination, something to mull over while you wait for May 19th. That's it for this deep dive into the RTX 5060. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.